live from St. George's Reptile Hospital in Marathon, Florida. It's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your host, the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, renowned herpetologist, professional reptile rodeo clown, and one of the best-loved insurance agents in America, and a man who can always find his car in a big parking lot, Gregory J. Ringhausen. Also featuring the legal representative for the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, mentor to young attorneys, and also the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, Richard J. Ringhausen. And lastest, and leastest, six-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion, winner of the silver medal at alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, and inventor of the disposable television, the youngest of the Ringhausen Brothers, and star of your show, Alan J. Ringhausen.
Thank you very much for introducing me, whatever that was.
I don't know. Yeah.
And glad to have all of our podcast followers and Facebook friends and everybody else that's willing to listen to this for.
Every single person we've given money to.
Really?
No.
I was going to say, I didn't bring any money with me or not.
That would be the only way to keep them listening.
I think so.
So.
Yes.
For anybody that doesn't know, we're Apple people, right? I mean, the Ringhausens grew apples.
We're fruits.
Fruits, yeah.
Yeah.
Apples, peaches, plums. Yeah. You can't limit it to just
all those
apples.
Things. That's correct.
Can't be just apples.
In the 1905 edition of the Illinois Horticultural Society meetings, it referred to Chris Ringhausen as the Apple King.
Really?
Yeah.
Apparently. Is that great-grandfather?
No.
Does that make you like a prince?
He's a great-great-uncle. Well, that's where I was going with this.
Great-great-uncle, okay.
So my question is, if he was the Apple King, you know, I'm guessing his kids were Apple princes, what would we as cousins be?
I think of you as a queen.
Here we go. First ball out there. It's out there.
What are my options? We got dukes, we got lords, we've got...
serfs.
The main big three, right?
Okay.
Or five.
Well, king and queen.
King and queen, but then the five ranks of...
gentlemen.
Hierarchy.
Okay.
Duke, you can be a duke.
Yeah, Duke of Earl.
And then the next thing down is a marquis, and then marquis. An earl.
Marquis?
A viscount and a baron. Baron's
viscount.
The
viscount would be pretty cool. What's his duties?
Viscount.
Or does it say?
Sword fighting.
Is it? All right. Bring out the swords.
You know, but they've got all these different titles for all the different hierarchical royal things, you know. And what got me thinking about it was they just crowned, what was his name, Charles?
Yes.
King. King Charles.
King Charles. And he's been waiting a long time.
Oh, about 72 years.
Oh, man.
just, you know, to get on there and have a heart attack and die in two, you know.
Which raises the question when they change it. And Alan, you asked this or mentioned this. At that point, should that have been the point when they just dumped the whole business?
I mean, they easily could have. I mean, in my mind, it's been dumped forever. I mean, what's the point?
Do you really pay attention to that?
But they have to pony up a fair piece of money for them, don't they?
The citizens do, yeah.
You mean like a tax?
Yes.
Yeah.
To keep them going. And the amount of money and rubies and everything, the diamonds and everything, is just amazing.
I know. And did you see like the whole brood of them there to watch him get crowned?
Yes.
Okay, so let's say they have the...
You know what's going through their minds.
Absolutely.
My question is,
what's my
when they have like
pie?
The, you know, the dinner, right, that they have, they surely have some feast or something, don't they, with like pigs with apples in their mouths and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Or fish. What if there was bad fish that got...
everybody sick.
And knocked them off one by one? Who would take over running that Sir Duke, right?
Wow. You know, Andrew could end up being king. Wow.
Andrew.
That's the crazy one. The one that got into...
Well, no, is William's next in line now?
William's next in line.
But William was at the dinner.
Yeah, he's at the dinner.
And both of his kids.
And Harry wasn't there.
Harry was there.
He was there.
Was he? But he didn't stay for the dinner.
He might have.
No, he took off right after.
Well, I'm saying if they had given Harry a box lunch and it...
knocked him too.
What I'm saying is
the next in line was his kid.
Right.
The one Meghan Markle sitting home bouncing on her knee.
So she could have had the king on her lap.
Yeah.
There you go.
And then things would have changed because she would have been the regent.
Yes. She could be queen, right?
Huh? She couldn't be queen. But if her kid
what's the consort?
Well, consort's like the one who like hangs around with you, isn't it? Is that the one that takes the place of your wife when she's not around?
that was the other. That's the real queen was a consort then. Earlier in life. Just saying.
Okay. Not touching it. Okay.
She probably did.
No, I was waiting for that one to come up.
My question is, you know, the different titles that they have, like count.
Yeah.
You know, when you have if you're going to be a count.
Like of Monte Cristo?
I mean, doesn't that just seem like you're, you know, like set up for villainry in some manner?
Absolutely. You got to have a twisty mustache that curls around.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, can you name a single good count? Count Chocolo, maybe.
Well, the Count of Monte Cristo, he came out on top, didn't he?
Count Dracula.
Ooh, good one.
Did you say Count Chocula?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of same theme there, but that's okay.
What was the name of the ghost that Barney Fife conjured up?
Oh, Ghost of Mr. Muir.
Count Istvan Telecki or something like that?
Oh, no, that was in Andy, Von Telecki.
It was just the Count from Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the question is, would you rather be a count or a baron?
What's the difference? Who's higher up?
Well, the count's higher up.
Well, I'd take the count then.
Count's like an earl, I think.
The only baron I can think of is Baron von Richthofen.
Red Baron.
Yeah.
Von Richthofen.
Real life character. There really was.
I know.
Really was.
Yes, he was.
I mean, don't question me.
Baron von Roschke.
In Germany, they handed out the title of baron pretty easy.
They did.
There's a lot of barons.
Yeah, but I think in the feudal times, Germany was a lot more chopped up, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, in feudal times, there was no Germany. It was just all those little counties all fighting with each other. I think Prussia came in and put its foot down on all of them, didn't it?
For a period of time, yeah.
So my baron's pretty low on the list here.
I know. Wow. Seems sad, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Because there's a
baron. Do you have a different list than what I have?
Yeah, he does.
Well, okay. That squares everything up.
Well, here's the guy who really started it all as far as ruling. It was the Pharaoh.
Pharaoh.
If you're going to be like the leader of the whole thing, would you rather be a Kaiser or a Pharaoh?
Kaiser just sounds like you got to... Kaiser. But if you're Pharaoh, you're a god king, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's right. What about a czar?
Well, Russia. There's no more
czars. Would you rather be a czar?
No, because you'd be dead.
Or Caesar.
You know, well, Caesar is the same situation.
He's a salad.
Man. Yep. Caesar salad. Yeah.
You know, Caesar salad's not named for Caesar.
No.
Did you know that?
No, but I figured it wasn't the way you brought the question up. What was the name
wasn't
for?
Wasn't a trick question. It was named for...
come on.
Caesar Chavez.
I knew that was coming. He used to pick lettuce.
I got
okay,
it.
Here
yes,
we go.
He was
the,
there we go. Yeah. Yeah.
God.
All right, so Pharaoh.
All right, so what else you guys got? What's new?
I'll tell you one that sounds good is the Maharaja.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a Maharaja.
That sounds cool.
You know, you're pretty much just hanging out in what, like the Middle East or India, right?
I believe it's in Indian, yeah.
I'm guessing like Maharaja doesn't cut a lot of weight in like Indiana.
Might.
You were close. It was after Caesar Cardini.
You mean the Caesar salad?
Yes, an Italian chef who owned a restaurant in Tijuana, Mexico. Not in Oaxaca.
Caesar salad's a Tijuana thing?
It's what it says in the internet, so it's got to be right.
Yeah, we had a great-grandfather named Julius, and his father's name was Augusta.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Augustus Ringhausen.
It wasn't as Augustus
Caesar
Ringhausen.
Augustus Ringhausen.
It was Augustus.
That's better than being a king of Ringhausen.
Dak. Yeah.
You're going way back here, man.
I thought he's a Von Dock.
Well, not when I did was familiar with the name. What's a Sapa Inca?
I have no idea.
Who knows?
How far down
if you
are
have
you
to,
going?
If you have to ask, it isn't cutting much ice.
We have a Grand Vizier. What's a Grand Vizier? The title.
Oh, that's one of the guys that hangs around with the genies and stuff.
Genies. That sounds like a good thing to do. Just saying.
Like I dream a genie.
Yeah, like you need not go wrong
there.
I'm
talking about the genies that come out of a big can and cause trouble once they come out.
I don't know. I was thinking the other way.
Here we go. Grant wishes.
Some very European things. The Archduke. The only Archduke I ever heard of got killed. That didn't go
very
good.
Yeah, it started a world war, didn't it?
Okay, the kings and stuff all were pretty much appointed by God, right?
How do they all start?
Only according to the kings.
The divine right of succession. My question is, do you think that that we've done better picking them ourselves over the years?
How are they getting power to begin with?
God?
You're talking about somebody that inherits a title as opposed to somebody who's elected by the people.
That is correct.
Yes.
Just because you're elected by the people doesn't mean they make the right decision.
Well, let's
see. From someone who's run for office.
Yeah, they
and lost.
they elected Hitler, but he kind of overruled everything and made himself in charge of everything forever.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think Hitler ever got elected by the popular vote.
He just told people he did.
Well, I think there was a little ballot box stuffing there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
Now, Sheik sounds pretty cool.
So my question, let me go back to my question. Do you think over the years the people of the United States have done better or worse picking their own?
United States?
Yeah.
Worse.
Would we have been better off with a king? George just stay around?
That was a big thing, when George Washington stepped down. The king of England said, wow, that's releasing power. That's amazing. How do you do that? So... yeah, he could have stayed in there as long as he wanted.
King George supposedly said of George Washington that if he stepped down at the end of his two terms, he would be the greatest man that ever lived.
That's basically what I was thinking about, yes.
Of course, King George was crazy.
Okay, here's I got a question for you.
The madness of King George.
That makes me feel better if I was George Washington.
Yeah, really. Okay, so Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we've got four of our early leaders carved into
stone.
The mountain, carved into stone.
Right.
Okay, the next four faces to go on Mount Rushmore.
Other than us three.
Presidents. They have to have been president.
Oh.
You're going to have to include Franklin Roosevelt, I would think.
I was going to put Roosevelt. I was going to put Kennedy. He was, he was the most handsome president.
Kennedy got shot, though. Did he do anything else?
He didn't get anything. No. Got it into Cuba and...
Peace Corps.
He did.
Peace Corps.
Yeah, he did do that, but he did.
He stood down
the Russians. Yes, that, and a young president. That took a lot of hair. So
hair, and he had a lot of hair.
Yeah, he did.
And consorts.
Yeah. Yes. Let
me say two words: Marilyn Monroe.
You betcha, baby.
That puts his face on the mountain right there.
And if you're gonna consort, that's where you consort.
I want to put Reagan up there.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Big Ron?
Yep.
He's there for 8 years. Clinton.
Consort.
He's pretty popular. That was the party era.
Yeah, but if you're gonna compare your consorts.
For me.
do you want the president that scored Marilyn Monroe or Monica Lewinsky?
Oh, you gotta have Kennedy up there if you're gonna compare that.
Yeah, I think so.
It must have been amazing.
I always had serious questions about Teddy Roosevelt being up there anyway. I think he just got picked because he was kind of popular at the time.
At the time, right.
Yeah. And that
he probably
true.
Paid for it.
So, I mean...
I'll cover the cost of this Mount Rushmore thing as long as I'm on it.
Well, he's...
who else would say that right now?
Hey, but he was the one that brought all the national parks to start it out, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that might be why he's up there, too. So, gentlemen, I threw two out there. What are you going with?
Andrew Jackson, man.
Oh, that's pretty good. That is good.
If you're good enough to be on a $20 bill, you're good enough to be on Mount Rushmore.
I had Jackson, Roosevelt, Kennedy, and Reagan.
Yeah.
Nixon? He'd be real identifiable. You'd walk up, there's Nixon on the end.
Yeah. He might be on the other side.
He had trouble with the... He had trouble with the whole Watergate thing and telling the truth, but I think a lot of them.
Oh, there's not a president alive that.
And right under his face, they have Crook.
So you,
I am not.
So you had Kennedy, Roosevelt, Reagan.
Nick Tricky Dick ended the war and got us in sweet with China.
Yeah, I did do that.
Yeah, that's still paid off.
Got us a panda bear, didn't he?
Yeah.
A couple of them.
They still got them at the National Zoo.
Never had, well, not the same ones.
They did. Yep. Ping and Ling.
Whatever. Ping and Pong, wasn't it?
Nah, it was the Brady Bunch's pandas.
I didn't know about that.
Okay, so we need one more.
It was Cheech and Chong.
Oh, man.
Turns out
they weren't eating bamboo.
No.
They won out in the end, though, didn't they? Nah, it's legal everywhere now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know what you were talking about. I thought you were talking about
We
set the pandas free or something.
Yeah.
You know, McKinley got shot, too.
Well.
I mean, you're going to put Kennedy up.
Well, McKinley didn't even, no.
We didn't make that requirement.
And McKinley, wasn't he on one of the big denomination bills for a while? Like $500 bill or $1,000 bill?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but Roosevelt got shot and lived.
Teddy, you mean?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, and he got shot going up to give a speech and gave the speech anyway.
His speech saved him.
Yeah, he still got shot pretty bad.
Yeah.
But he gave the speech before he went to the hospital.
Right, yeah.
Reagan got shot.
That earned him a spot right there.
Reagan got shot.
Reagan got shot, too. He didn't give the speech afterwards, though.
No.
His speech didn't save him.
Who?
Reagan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but he survived.
Yep.
You ain't going to put Jimmy Carter up?
No.
Mr. Peanut?
Only if we put a monocle and a stovepipe hat on.
Wilson?
No, Woodrow Wilson. He was like a college president who got elected.
Yeah. If you put him up there, you have to put his wife, because she was actually the president for the last 2 years of his life, I think.
You don't know that.
Grant, he was...
pretty much.
Grant won the Civil War. That's pretty tall order. Ike won World War II. He had help, but...
Uh-huh. You might think about Ike. He built the interstates.
That was his claim to fame.
And people liked Ike.
Yeah. And he had the atomic bomb to throw around to keep everybody in place.
Yeah, well, who threw the first atomic bomb? Well, Harry.
Yeah, I know, but Harry did. But, I mean, then Eisenhower used it to shut everybody down after that.
Yeah, but he didn't ever throw one. Only no. Harry threw one.
Harry made a big difference because that put everybody on notice. Absolutely.
You know, Harry Truman never apologized for that decision.
No, he didn't.
Never, like, when he's an old man, they go on, Harry, you really think that was a good idea, dropping the atomic bomb? Yes. That was Harry's answer every time.
I don't know of any president that's ever apologized for anything, so why would he apologize for that?
Well, now you got me wondering whether there's any president that's apologized for anything.
I'm sorry, I made a major mistake.
No, there's no... You're not.
I'm sorry.
I got caught.
Voters made a major mistake.
Yeah, you guys shouldn't have voted for me. You never
hear
that.
You're the ones who should be saying you're sorry.
Never.
I love that.
Never say you're sorry.
I was a politician for years and years and years.
Yes, you were.
And if I had...
Yeah, and we're sorry.
If I had ever made a mistake, I would have apologized.
Uh-huh.
But you never made a mistake.
Well.
You never apologized.
No. Are you apologizing for your humility, overabundance of humility now?
No, it wears on people. Oh, I forgot to say, today's episode is the Boston Crab.
The Boston Crab. There we go.
You know, I was telling Suzanne that and got a real nasty look from her.
What's that supposed to be?
I guess she says, my wife Suzanne, who's from Boston, says that my brothers will be referring to her as the Boston Crab instead of the Boston Strong Girl.
You know, Boston Strong Girl.
You know, not that anybody knew probably listening at all, but just in case, frequently, as we've done the show over the years, we reference our wives.
Often. Suzanne, married to Richard.
And my wife is Sarah.
That's Alan Tobin.
She's my first wife.
Yes. Do you have a second one?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Yeah, gotcha. And my wife is Lisa.
And she is your first or last?
Well, I hope both, but you never know.
But as I tell Suzanne when she talks about this show, because she occasionally listens to it, Huh? When I'm referring to her on the air, it's a fictional version of her.
Is that how you get out of it?
She's the calmest, nicest woman that God ever blew breath into.
I thought, okay, whatever.
For every guy that out there,
well,
she's
listening
that
to the podcast now.
Okay. Yeah. You're trying to keep your weekend list short, right?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I had to explain something to my wife, and I don't know why I have to explain it more than once.
Okay, I'm going to sit back on this. Okay. You had to say it more than once?
No, I'm just saying I don't know why I would.
Oh, okay.
I'm asleep, and she wakes me up to remind me of a task I have to take care of next week.
And you were asleep? Having
and I was that asleep. And I said, you don't wake me up unless, one, the house is on fire.
That's a good idea.
Or I'm late for work. Otherwise, let it go.
Have you ever been late for work? Radio, a radio show, you know, can't really be late for work, can you?
You know, I have dead air.
Yeah.
Like that'd be worse.
Greg, yeah, Greg.
It might be.
Nobody cares.
No one. <yeah. laughs> Oh, man, it's a good show today.
You know, I could be late, I don't know how many times, and then they'd still say, nobody would know. You know, who's going to call and say, Allie was late? Okay.
No, I've got one.
Do you?
Okay.
We've got a guest.
Take a commercial break.
We've got a guest in. Welcome in to the studios, Doyle McIntyre.
Doyle, have a seat. Okay.
Come on in, Doyle. Sit right here.
Okay. Thank you. Hello. My name is Doyle McIntyre, owner and operator of Amalgamated Murgatroyd, your hometown explosive superstore and sponsor of this show. Fall or Independence Day is just around the corner, and you will be wanting to celebrate with firecrackers and other exploding noisemakers. Well, do not waste your money on Chinese firecrackers or rockets when you can make your own with explosives made right here in the United States. We have a wide variety of magnesium oxidizers and potassium percorates, including hard-to-find barium salts and salicylate compounds to give your controlled explosions the vibrant colors to make your friends and family ooh and ah. Come on down to our newly repaired warehouse and let us set you and your friends up with a couple of 50-pound bags of black powder, viscofuses, and biodegradable cardboard acceleration tubes. God bless America. We are located right across the street from St. Boniface Assisted Living Center.
All right, back again.
Man, that was nice. That song, that introduction. I love that. Boys are back in town.
Who is it?
Thin Lizzy.
Yeah, Lizzy!
It's nice to have sponsors, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that guy's cool, isn't he?
He got out here
and
quick.
And Dennis sponsors. We should have Dennis come down.
Yeah, just have him.
And Dennis is?
Our brother, okay, one of the brothers. Okay, let's explain the brother thing, too, for anyone. Richard, Alan, Dennis, and Brad are four brothers in order of intelligence, looks, and importance.
Oh, God. How'd you grow up with him?
Gregory, Bruce, and Tim are brothers.
Yeah, I don't know how I got in here.
How do you rate them?
1, 2, 3. The other way around, Tim, Bruce, Greg.
In order of intelligence?
Yeah.
Tim's the smartest?
Yeah.
You say that?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Why would you even say that?
I just wanted to see what you guys would say.
We wouldn't,
really?
We wouldn't give Brad that.
You want to know what I'd say? You're right.
I don't think it is.
You say something like that, you should be ranked number 3.
Ooh.
If you told the youngest brother that he's the smartest one, can you imagine how he'd act? He's bad now.
Brad, we always just told him there's something wrong with him.
Well, Tim got the heck beat out of him when he was growing up. I mean, he didn't have a chance. The bathroom door had a lock on, and if he got in trouble, we'd run down the hall and try to get him. He'd run in there and lock the door. That was his only salvation, basically. So.
Didn't you just punch your fist through the door and drag him out anyway?
Well, we both tried that. We got had a few holes in the door there. Yeah.
Wow, your parents must be so proud.
Well, they are.
All right.
And the history of the Ringhausen family.
You know, That getting back to the Royals?
Yeah. Kansas City?
No, British.
No.
When he has his scepter?
Yeah.
And that
orb?
The yeah.
Orb,
what's in that orb?
Oh, tobacco.
Spices.
Plenty of
snuff.
They did have snuff holders back then, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They had somebody to hold your snuff holder.
Yeah.
They had a snuff holder that held the holder?
Yeah.
I think so. Sure.
Did you see him swear King in and hand him all those doodads?
Oh, I saw part of it. Fell asleep
on the
parts.
Okay, here's the scepter, and he'd sit and hold the scepter. And then they'd take it away from him. Then they'd say, here's the royal orb. He'd sit and hold the royal orb for a minute or two, and then they'd take it away from him.
I think I was switching back and forth between that and golf.
One was equally as
boring as the other.
That put you to sleep.
Watching King get crowned, you didn't like watching that? He waited a long time for that. I said that, right?
I didn't. Well, I guess I did wait for him to get from one building to the other, the slow-moving carriage ride. Oh, my God, was that
okay, you know
torture.
You know you're King Charles, that you're going to be king, but you also know you're king in, like, the 21st century. Right.
Where it's meaningless.
Well, I don't know about that.
Pretty much. I mean, what does he have power over? Does he have any powers, you know?
Camilla.
Well, no. No, I don't think so. I think that's reversed.
I was going to say is, at some point, you know, you're the king now, right? When it comes to all these royal traditions and stuff, there's nobody that's going to force you to do them if you're the king, right? At some point, don't you say, take the furry wrap and the orb and the big club, storm all the way in the British Museum, let people look at them with all the other stuff we've stolen from all the other countries in the world, and I'm going to do this in a business suit, I'm going to raise my right hand, swear on the King James Bible, and we'll just roll.
Okay. People say that these people that are royals,
royalists,
that they're trapped or isolated by their own fame.
Yes.
If you were the king of England, you could do whatever you want.
Well, I think they even...
And if you were out there so often, the people would be complacent by your presence and you would no longer be trapped. If they would just take a different approach to it. And go to every sporting event, you get front row.
Sure.
Yeah, go to every party, go everywhere. And pretty soon they say, well, it's just a king.
Maybe go out and play polo. He's supposed to be a grade A polo player, you know.
He was.
There. He should stop playing polo and go to some more common event.
Go to a soccer game.
Be in the crowd at the soccer game.
Have a beer.
Rooting and whooping and all.
Yeah.
How do they start a soccer game? Somebody throw the ball out and they start kicking it?
No, they flip the coin. The guy kicks
it off. The king could flip the coin for everybody.
Well, sure. Absolutely.
Like throwing in the first pitch of the World Series.
Call it heads or tails. My head or tails. Isn't he on the coins?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You know, the queen's head.
Yeah, you know, I'm just saying he could go anywhere. He could live like a rock star, you know?
Go down to the pub and have a pint.
Oh. Camilla was the tail.
Well, he probably is.
He could be in there singing British songs, rocking back and forth, drinking a pint with everybody.
Yep.
Yeah, Paul McCartney would probably come hang out with him.
I'm sure he would.
Well, yeah.
You know, you could look up Sir Paul and the two of them. I mean, because Paul McCartney's a knight, isn't he?
Oh yeah, but I don't see where that's on the list anywhere.
He'd get that's not royal title. That's the title they can give out like candy.
Wait a minute, it's down here somewhere.
It's not royal.
It's under a dominus.
You know that the guy who's in Spinal Tap, Christopher Guest, the Six Fingered Man, and the Princess Bride, he is a lord in Parliament.
Say what?
He's a British lord.
Good Lord.
Christopher Guest has a title in the... I think they...
Okay, there's the House of Commons and the House of Lords.
Yeah.
And you're appointed to the House of Lords. You're elected in the House of Commons, right?
House of Lords is an inherited title.
Okay.
Christopher Guest, inherited title.
He comes from, like, a royal family? What's the deal there?
Well, I think that, you know...
What's that make...
Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah.
Rich. Jamie Lee Curtis married to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she'd be a lady, lord and lady. She'd be Lady Jamie.
He married up.
Well, he married a commoner.
Yeah. Well, most of the kings are doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but one that was really hot. Guys, I hate to break up this party.
I know.
What, is it about that time already?
Yeah.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestler has been brought to you by... This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestler has been brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. If your dog is coughing, he's coughing for our cannoli. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that legal in hand, see you later from Greg Gator, Rick Gator, and Alligator. This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network, except no substitutes.